If you designed an almost perfect anti-brain learning environment, it would look something like a typical classroom. And if you were to design an almost perfect anti-brain working environment, it would look something like a typical office cubicle. Why? Because tiny proteins called BDNFs are actually created when you exercise, and these help the brain to develop. So exercise boosts brain power. The problem lies in the fact that we measure distance today in terms of the space between the refrigerator, the bathroom, and the couch. Says Robert Hutchins, "Whenever I feel like exercise, I lie down until the feeling passes." Our ancestors, on the other hand, walked an average of 12 miles a day, and hence the brain developed as a survival organ that was designed to solve problems in an unstable environment in almost constant motion. If our ancestors had lain around, well, let's just say that survival didn't favour the sedentary types. So, what are we to do? If I were an employer, I'd want the workplace environment to encourage exercise, to boost my employees' brain power. If you designed an almost perfect anti-brain learning environment, it would look something like a typical classroom. And if you were to design an almost perfect anti-brain working environment, it would look something like a typical office cubicle. Why? Because tiny proteins called BDNFs are actually created when you exercise, and these help the brain to develop. So exercise boosts brain power. The problem lies in the fact that we measure distance today in terms of the space between the refrigerator, the bathroom, and the couch. Says Robert Hutchins, "Whenever I feel like exercise, I lie down until the feeling passes." Our ancestors, on the other hand, walked an average of 12 miles a day, and hence the brain developed as a survival organ that was designed to solve problems in an unstable environment in almost constant motion. If our ancestors had lain around, well, let's just say that survival didn't favour the sedentary types. So, what are we to do? If I were an employer, I'd want the workplace environment to encourage exercise, to boost my employees' brain power.